Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Not too much. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. So when are you guys headed to Indy? That's a short flight, bro.
It's a very quick trip. Yeah, the plane leaves, I guess, around 1:30, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and definitely a shorter trip than the London trip. And we'll be up there and got a big game, 1 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday against the suddenly red-hot Colts.
Yeah, it's weird. Indy, directly north of Nashville. They're on Eastern time. We're on Central time. Don't get me started. Do you have your St. Elmo's reservations? I know you like that place.
That's a little too pricey for me. There are a couple of good spots. I've spent so many, I hate to even count up how many nights I've spent in Indianapolis in my life between all these games against the Titans over the years and all the nights at the Combine. It's got to be over close to 100. So I definitely know a few restaurant spots in Indianapolis. It's a great downtown city.
And, it is.
You know, if you're a Titans fan looking to make a road trip, I mean, this is a good time to do it. A lot of tickets still available. It's a pretty quick trip. You can get up there pretty easy and get back. So maybe a lot of people show up there.
I know one thing you haven't seen. The Titans beat Andrew Luck 0-9. How do they get that done?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to, you know, you'd like to think you could get some pressure on him. Unfortunately, he hasn't been sacked in four games. He's only been hit 9 times in the last 4 games. They've done a great job protecting him. I think you've got to do some things creative to get to him, but I also think it's a matter of kind of getting your hands up, knocking balls down at the line of scrimmage, kind of getting physical with him at the line, and make sure you've got, you know, their guys that he wants to go to covered. And Eric Ebron is one of those guys. 9 touchdown catches this year, been effective in a number of ways, and they've got speed on that team, both offensively and on the defensive side of the ball, and definitely a tough matchup.
You mentioned the tight ends, and that's certainly something to watch, Jim, but I found this on ESPN Stats and Information. The Titans are one of two teams in the NFL who haven't allowed a touchdown pass to a tight end this season, and they've allowed a league-low 295 passing yards to tight ends.
Yeah, and that's definitely a good sign going into this game, but they definitely pose a different challenge because they want to go to the tight end. Sometimes the tight end on a team's an afterthought. You go to your receivers and then, obviously use your tight ends. Depending on the offense, some teams approach differently. The Colts have kind of built their offense around some of these guys. Jack Doyle has been really good in his career. He's been had some good games against the Titans. He's been out for a while. Now he's back. Ebron leads them in receptions and receiving yards and touchdowns. So he is the guy that they want to go to. Obviously, T.Y. Hilton is a threat, and he's got the speed. But they put a big emphasis on getting the ball to the tight ends. I think this is probably the biggest challenge to date.
Speaking of tight ends back here in Nashville, everybody kind of perked their ears up a little bit earlier this week. Delanie Walker kind of hinting at, you know, all the work he's doing, and, you know, what if the team made the postseason? Maybe we would see Delanie Walker again this season?
Well, he didn't shoot it down. I mean, in fairness to him, I don't think he necessarily was trying to get people's hopes up. I asked a question and, tweeted it out, and you saw his response. He said his focus right now is getting healthy. He's still in a walking boot. He still has a ways to go, but said, hey, if the longer this season goes, you know, this team in the playoffs and he is healthy, he said he will play. He's capable. But he's got to get healthy first. And I still think it's probably a long shot for that to happen. There's definitely the want to there with him because there's no question he's missed not playing this season and he's hungry to get back out there. But I don't know. I need to see him out of the boot. I need to see him walking on his own before I can even entertain a thought like that.
Jim Wyatt with us, TitansOnline.com, at Jay Wyatt Sports. You know, when we were thinking about, before the season started, ways the Titans would pressure the quarterback, and you would think about, you know, Rack on the outside, Derek Morgan, Jarrell Casey. Didn't necessarily think about the guy that was drafted and just kind of put in a coverage linebacker category, Jayon Brown. But, man, he's been good. Leads all NFL inside linebackers with 4.5 sacks and leads the team.
He's been really good, and I think we can all say we saw it coming because he was so good, you know, in the off season and the OTA. He was really good in training camp, and you know, I just think he's so much his game's improved so much in a lot of different ways, especially in the classroom, and he kind of knows, you know, the game more than he ever has. Obviously, Mike Vrabel challenged him early. You know, Dean Pease kind of raved about him yesterday at practice. I mean, he's gotten so much better, and he's good, you know, in a number of ways because he's so fast. He's also been a really good tackler, and he's one of the league's most underrated players, I think.
When people go to TitansOnline.com, Jim, what are they going to see?
You're going to see a lot of obviously a lot of covers leading up to this week's game. Six things to watch in the game. You're going to see my mailbag in the morning. You're going to see quick hits out of practice today. So you can see a lot of written content. You're also going to see a lot of work from Amy Wells, Mike Keith, Ashley Farrell, and the digital crew. Always going to be something new on there 24/7.
Hey, Jimbo, what's the latest on injuries? You had a whole bunch of tweets earlier about that.
Yeah, I think David Fluell and your guy, Mickey, has been ruled out. I think Taywan Taylor missed practice again. He hasn't been ruled out, but he said himself game time decision, I think, at best for him. I think the good news is Jack Conklin is cleared from the concussion protocol. He's good to go. Derek Morgan practiced again today. He's, you know, trending up for him. Quentin Spain practiced again. So you're starting to see some guys get healthy, although Fluellen's out and Taywan is definitely a question mark.
I was going to hit you with one more thing. You had written about this. This was surprising to me. Deion Lewis, who's played lights out most of the season, he only needs two catches to set his career high for a season.
Yeah, and I was a little bit surprised at that number myself, just because he was so productive with the Patriots catching the ball. But you know, he's his team's second leading receiver behind Corey Davis, and with seven games to go, that's exactly right. He just needs two more catches to eclipse his career high. He's, you know, he's on pace to put up over 50 catches this year, and you know, he's been really good. I think going to this game, not only he's going to be a factor, but Derrick Henry's had two really good games against the Colts the past two. So I think establishing the run and mixing both those guys in, one of the big keys to the game on Sunday.
Absolutely.
All right, Jim, have a good weekend, man. Enjoy Indy, and we'll talk with you next week, brother.
Okay, appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.